Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. A soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth in foolishness. A faithful Christian knows that he must always watch his tongue, even after years of living soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. For every kind of beast, and of bird, of reptile, and creature of the sea, is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. James chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. But let us not be discouraged. Let us make an effort to keep our tongue under control. Every Christian must recognize and accept this challenge. To help us understand what we must face, let's look again at what James tells us. Wild animals, creatures of all kinds, have been tamed by mankind at one time or another. Once these wild animals have been tamed, all chains and restraints can be removed. They are no longer wild, just calm and docile. So James makes it clear that no Christian, regardless of his spiritual maturity, can ever afford to unchain his unruly tongue. If we do, we will soon find out why James said, "The tongue can no man tame." We must keep the unruly tongue tied down. The sins of the tongue are numerous. Lying, gossiping, angry outbursts, cursing are the ones that many of us are prone to commit on a regular basis. When we sin in this manner, the damage cannot be measured. We endanger our own salvation and the salvation of everyone who hears what we have allowed our tongue to utter. The spoken word cannot be retrieved. At best, we can only apologize in a noble effort to control the damage. Brethren, let us refrain from lying, gossiping, and cursing. Racial comments and slurs also have no place in the Christian vocabulary. Someone said, "He who guards his mouth preserves his life, but he who opens wide his lips shall have destruction." Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. James put it, "If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless." James chapter 1, verse 26. Is your tongue bridled? We all make mistakes, but not all of us learn from them. Sometimes we need to be reminded to watch what we say, but the faithful Christian will be wise and always watch and keep the chain that restrains the unruly tongue tightly grasped within her fists.